Welcome back to Dicey Situations. I am your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
And as always, let's do a nice little recap before we get into the final episode of Arc 1. Last time on Dicey Situations. The boys were able to escape the sinking Dreadforge ship with Reggie the Autonome in tow. Using the grenade they found on the missing scout's corpse, they were able to blow a brand new hole in the side of the Ark and make their way back into the bog. Pulling themselves from the mud, they made their way to safety, where they freed their new friend Reggie from his containment canister. Something about this small mechanical gnome was different from the Dreadforge the gang had encountered before. He was friendly and helpful. Reggie was able to use a lesser restoration spell to remove the seeping disease that was slowly infecting Taluga's hand. After a series of questions revealed some confusing truths, Reggie realized that he had been trapped in the bog for 700 years, and the world he knew was completely different from the one he remembered. Making their way back to Tidagol, the crew made amends with the Baggyneck Tree Guardian, but he warned them that dozens of Dreadforge had escaped the Ark and were making their way south toward the Grove. After frantically canoeing back to the Barstook paths, the boys found themselves back at Ellie's workshop by nightfall. Taking their long rest, each of the Chaos crew spent time with their new robot friend, where he revealed that the Dreadforge were once companions to the world of Aeona, and was shocked to learn of the uprising and the resulting war. In Reggie's time, the Iron Scar was a shining city called Gearhaven, and he begged our heroes to help him back there once they finished their quest in Tidagol. Now find our adventurers making breakfast the morning of. What's up, boys? How we doing?
I'm making breakfast.
What is that enchanting smell?
What is that enchanting smell?
That's a great question. Let's get a luck check to see what you pull out of the bag of holding.
16.
16? Nice beefy breakfast and egg dinner. Breakfast? Sorry, I was going to say breakfast and egg dinner. That's insane. A nice, bacon, eggs, very anime food coming out of this bag of holding right now as you guys kind of prep up some breakfast.
Just like perfectly toasted toast.
Yeah, looks good. And
Mommy's really working her fins off back there, huh?
You can see Reggie kind of starts blinking awake as you guys, or not awake, but kind of out of this little stasis he was in. He's like,
okay, all right. Everyone rested up?
Yes, yeah. We're having breakfast.
Oh, cool. I don't eat, but I'm happy for you.
Do you need like some oil squirts?
Sure. I guess.
Bleebly, you have tinkerer's tools?
Tinker's tools. I don't know if I have oil squirts.
There's no
oil squirt. Sounds like a disease. Am I right?
I don't know what you like. I'm just trying to make you comfortable, buddy.
Thank you. No, I'm still just very nervous, mostly about my current state of existence, but also I'm a little worried that a bunch of machines that are like me are moving toward your home, and I don't want to feel bad about that. So,
well, they're not like you. You're nice. They suck.
Yeah, they're gonna do a lot more than suck if they find living flesh, it turns out. So I think maybe we should, as much as I love a good breakfast, I don't. We should get things moving, maybe? I'm very nervous.
Hold on, we have to see if Cobbler ate his.
Okay, Cobbler, what's up, buddy?
He kind of like leans down and looks at your little brick companion.
I want to observe him eating. We're all watching him.
Okay, you know the drill. Everybody make a wisdom saving throw as you try to watch Cobbler eat.
17.
Okay.
22.
17 as well.
Finally.
Unfortunately.
On this long journey.
Keep going.
You've been waiting so long to see what it looks like when this creature eats. As you gaze into its eye, you're like, no, not this time. I have to power through. You keep your eyes open, and you can see that underneath where the little spike came out, the spike turns into this strange little tongue that wraps around a piece of egg seductively and sucks it into the brick. It is unsettling and upsetting, and nothing about it makes you ever want to see this horror again.
I'm so sorry, Cobbler. We should have given you your space. Cobbler.
We'll turn away as you eat from now on.
Richie's in the corner. He's like, whoa!
I didn't like that! Yuck!
We still love you, Cobbler.
I pet Cobbler.
I hug Cobbler.
Why did we watch that?
I don't know. It was just so mesmerizing.
I was compelled.
It's like, I've heard that, sometimes people like you with the blood and the flesh, they can't help but look at sun. You shouldn't do it, though! It's bad for your retina. Look at those.
And he kind of like pokes Glebnor's big eye.
It just like goes back and then floats back forward.
Okay, this has been super fun morning, but we should probably get going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, let's do it.
Couple things I gotta check off.
Okay.
Ivy, you here?
Bush mommy?
Who?
Bush mommy.
Who?
Bush mommy.
Bush
mommy? Who's Bush mommy? You have a mom?
The Bush woman that you love.
I love her?
I think.
You guys wander out of the cabin having this conversation while yelling for Ivy the dryad.
Bush mommy!
Can I get a performance check from everybody? And again,
let not be respectful.
What?
15.
Okay.
6.
Theo, what are you doing there, buddy?
I'm just like confused that he's calling Ivy Bush mommy.
Theo, it's like as they're yelling, you're mostly focused looking at the ground. This whole time you've walked on these barstook paths, they're full of tracks. I think that at a certain point, as fun as yelling for Bush mommy is, you're starting to really get genuinely freaked out a little bit, thinking about the numbers of these things. Everybody make a perception check for me. There's no sign of Bush mommy yet, unfortunately.
13.
5.
Nat 1.
Okay. Oh, actually, perfect.
What?
So,
I don't like that.
As you guys are walking through these barstook paths, and again, they start doing that thing where they're shifting and moving on you. You hear in the distance, you hear it first, Teluga. I can see you, Glebnor, trying to eat a delicious little tasty treat. You're going to do it. Yeah, go ahead. You got it. For everyone at home, Mark just ate a gummy worm. So shame him in the comments.
Pipe down, cobbler!
Teluga, you hear it first. Thunder over the mountain.
Oh, that's not good.
And Theo, the sound of this thunder stops you in your tracks. And a fear that is deep-seated sets into you. You're under the fear condition right now. And can't move forward for a moment. So friends kind of keep walking up the path. You just stop when you hear the sound of that thunder echoing down the down through the peninsula.
Theo, we gotta go. Snap out of it.
I snap my little
pseudopod.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, we can take it slow, maybe.
But the Tidagolians.
We can't find Ivy, and God help us, as much as I'd love to see her again.
Would you now?
We need to know if she's okay. You see these footprints?
He's very concerned about her.
You guys can give me one more perception check. That first one was for the sound of thunder. Yeah. But
16.
The new one here.
13.
14.
And as you're talking about how deeply concerned you are for Ivy, she comes through the trees behind you and just hears you putting all these platitudes on her. And you guys can see she goes, oh. And kind of straightens up. That's her first thing. But you also see she looks injured.
Bush mommy!
Hi. I'm guessing you found something in the bog.
Boy, howdy. Have you noticed the wet?
It is much more moist here, but I also noticed an army of Dreadforge soldiers.
They bursted forth through a ship that has emerged because it was too dry, and now they're charging the town, and you look very hurt.
I was able to slow them down a little bit. I twisted the paths as much as I could. We need to get you back there quickly. Follow me.
Hold on. Hey, first things Reggie, first, take Reggie, one of these.
Hold on. Reggie, can you heal her?
Yeah, totally. I got this.
Bush mommy, this is our new friend Reggie. He's awesome. Don't be alarmed that he's a robot.
He looks like a little garden gnome. What's wrong with him?
Carry on.
Can I get a deception check?
Glebnor. What did I say about thinking?
3.
She looks down and is like, wait a minute. What? He does look way too cute to be a real gnome. What is this?
He's a gnome.
I'll explain.
She does have Dispel Magic.
He loves you!
She does have Dispel Magic on her sheet. She quickly casts Dispel Magic over the disguised self and is like, what is this? This is one of them.
No. He's cool. I promise. He's our god. He's our gnome. He's our dad. Everything's cool.
Look, he was trapped in a cylinder that he couldn't break out of. He's been under the mud for 700-ish years.
Okay.
He actually thinks that it's before the uprising, or at least his memories are of before the uprising.
Okay.
When the robots were actually good?
That isn't all... Okay. Little man... Oh, I'm so sorry. He's really got the pretty dead on. That's kind of my whole deal right now.
He's good. He's good. Don't hurt him, Mommy.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Mommy?
Bush Mommy.
Bush Mommy.
It's Ivy.
Listen,
just don't hurt him, please.
Things are incredibly dangerous, and I am choosing to trust you all right now because...
We've never stared you wrong.
That... Sure, but it's mostly because I have very, very few choices. The people in that grove need help, and as a part of the nature of this world, I can't let them all be destroyed by those metal creations.
Reggie, quick, healer.
Yeah,
healer.
No, I got it. And I just realized I actually don't have any restorative magic.
Don't worry.
I will give you a bit of aid. And a little bit of glowy white magic comes out, and he gives her 5 temporary hit points. And I think he can also give it to 2 more people, so he's going to give it to Theo and Glebnor.
I'm gonna ask, are your kids okay?
Oh, the Briar children? Yeah, they're fine. They actually tripped up a couple of the Dreadforged, so they were pretty helpful for us.
Wonderful. Your kids are great.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Sometimes.
But, listen, I can, I'll separate the Bramble. I can lead you guys back. We need to move very quickly. This lady gets it!
Just quick second. And I just grab her head and do Cure Wounds.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I've been really using this spell a lot recently. Figured you deserve it more than some of the rest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime.
And I'm gonna...
For 9 health.
Produce 1 more new metal pamphlet.
He's okay. Just really into art lately.
Reinforce, Bleebly is God, uh-huh. Reggie is good, you love Daddy.
Wait, what?
I have questions and comments on all 3 of those statements, but we have to move.
Yeah, we go now, son. This isn't the time for...
Let's go. Is the lightning, thunder, all that stuff still
another
happening?
Another perception check, if you would.
Is Bush Mommy going to come with us? Or is she just leading us through the brand?
Could I know? She has a name, and it's
13,
Ivy.
13. Yeah, you hear it in the rumbling in the distance.
Don't like them.
Is she just leading us through the bramble?
Yeah, she told you before, she can only go as far as her vines will allow. And she's kind of stuck to this little spot in the forest.
Great. Daddy, Bleebly, jump on. I'm going to use Rocket Sled.
What?
Ooh, I was going to tree stride us to the very edge of the...
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, I assume that happened.
That easier, or...
Yeah, tree stride, please.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we'll do that.
Rocket Sled, son. You've been holding out on me?
She opens up a, like, what looks like this glowing, shimmering, nature-y portal through one of the trees, and it's like, come on, let's go!
Okay. This is weird.
And you all leap through, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah.
I think Theo will be the last one to go through and just kind of, after hearing the noise, just kind of takes a deep breath and just goes, fuck it. And
yeah, as you leap in... you were all brought to the very edge of the Barstook Forest.
Oh.
You know that you're down the way from the Ranger Hut at this point.
Wait, so we totally bypassed T-Ho?
Who's T-Ho?
Tim Horton.
You're, like, getting to him.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah. And she's like, she sees her, she's like, I hope everything goes well. You've got this.
We will be back.
Okay, great.
I didn't mean to say that, man.
Why'd you say it like that, son?
Please.
Just stay safe, Ivy. Please. I don't know what those robots do.
Please, just protect the grove.
We'll do everything we can. Just remember, Reggie good, Bleebly better.
Of course I'll protect the grove. I'm a plu-plu-pleen.
I'm also a plu-plu-pleen.
I'm not.
But he's our god.
Okay,
and
this
our best friend.
Super great. Ivy, I'm sure you're a super nice lady. We probably had a lot of fun banter, right. But we got to get
going. Yeah, we got to haul it now.
And you guys all start running down the path down toward
Can't
the ranger station.
Can I be a sled?
If you want to be a sled.
Why do you say rocket sled?
Well, I assume it's similar to canoe, but in this time form of a sled, and Bleebly's going to use the Bleebly blaster to rocket us forward.
I don't know how many nat 20s on religion checks I have, so... I mean,
it's only one way to find
you can
out.
Give it a whirl.
I mean, we're already sliding. We could just do it faster.
Let's do it. Religion check. That was almost a nat one, but it was a 7 plus 1 for an 8.
Okay, so yeah, again, you jump on the back of the sled, just fire your gun behind you. Nothing happens as you guys slowly start sliding.
Son,
down
we hill. Have to run!
All right, I say, everybody start walking on me. And I sluice out from under them, and they just keep their footing.
Perfect. Okay. You guys are hoofing it down the path. Let's get some perception checks as you guys come to the bottom of the hill here.
14.
14.
10.
Okay. These two kind of run a little bit ahead of you, Theo. But as you guys get to the bottom... sorry.
Cobble.
My cats, Cobbler. A.K.A. Cobbler, are going ham right now. when you get to the bottom of the hill... you can see that the hut is completely destroyed. And you see in the wreckage dead. Timmy Horton.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Is he turned into Timbits?
He is, it looks like, completely full of these lacerations. He's been shred by these Dreadforge.
No, he never stood a chance. He was so nice.
So yeah, unfortunately, you guys have found Drognow here. Butchered by the Dreadforge. It seems that they destroyed the hut he was in as well.
Well, that just seems unnecessary.
It's rude.
Yeah.
And actually, can you guys actually give me survival checks real quick?
Oh, no.
You guys are down here?
I'm bad at surviving. 15?
Nat 20.
11.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Interesting. I'll say what you notice is you can see tracks in the ground leading away from the hut toward Tidagol of these Dreadforge soldiers. With a nat 20, you also know that there's fresher tracks over them. And it looks like hoof prints in the ground.
Is there 6 of them?
No. Also, the nat 20, you notice there's only 4. But they're deeper and they're fresh, like newer.
Potentially good. Unsure news. We got fresh tracks of hoof prints, 4.
And it looks like there was a couple of these in the ground. Not just one creature. Like
there's
many.
A couple.
Many.
Many. We got many hoof prints. I think as much as I'd love to give him the burial he needs, I think we gotta go now.
Yeah. Once this is all done, we can come back and...
Double back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him the...
Give him the,
give him the proper burial he deserves.
Agreed.
Maybe we can invite Bush Mommy.
Okay, you gotta...
Stop calling her that! You freak!
You degenerate!
My own son acting like a freak? I will not have this!
I'm sorry, Father. I'm just excited.
Yeah, you guys start really running now. I'm going to need just constitution checks just to see how... because you guys are like in a full sprint running through the woods. So constitution saving throws.
14.
12.
Okay.
Nat 20.
How gassed we are.
Yeah, you are running so fast, Theo. Part of it is just your frame. You're very dexterous and quick. But also, it's like a fear adrenaline kick in of like, it's like fight or flight, and it's making you sprint. So you guys are running. Theo's a little bit ahead of you guys. Theo, without even a check, as you kind of get closer and closer to Tidagol, real quick, you see there's like turnip spilt all over the side of the road. And as you get a little bit closer, you see another body in the ground. And you see Fenric laying dead on the ground. And I will say you can make a medicine check if you'd like.
Not Fenric.
Yeah, and as you guys kind of come up, go ahead and give me investigation checks, you two, while he does medicine.
6.
18.
Okay.
13.
You died recently. Hard to tell what...
Heart disease.
But what did you... Yeah. what did you guys get? Sorry?
I got an 18 in investigation.
13.
As you walk up and look at him, he isn't covered in any of the, like, laceration and wounds that the halberds have been making on these other people.
Oh, fuck.
He was trampled. And as you look down, you would notice that his holy symbol isn't on his neck anymore either. Missing.
Oh...
Daddy, is there centaurs in this area?
Do we know what centaurs are? I feel like we're in the boonies and we wouldn't really know that.
We can go, let's do a history check to see if anyone in this group has ever seen a centaur, you know, kind of rolling through the area.
I guess I do. I got a 19 history.
Yeah, I got a 10.
I got a 13.
I've heard vaguely about them from Daddy knowing about them.
You, one time, there was, when you were a kid growing up in Tidigal, very young, there's a guy named Hoofs McStuffin, and he was a beloved fisherman, and it was really tough because getting a horse body on a boat doesn't always go really well, which was very funny to watch, so everyone loved Hoofs. He was a good guy. Definitely heard of a centaur. It doesn't look like centaur tracks.
These aren't...
Cobbler! We're in the middle of something!
Son, these aren't centaur.
Okay.
They are...
Because I thought it would be really cool to see one of them.
They also stripped him of his... Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't cool. They stripped him of his holy symbol.
Can we replace it?
Son! Acting like a freak again!
Sorry! I don't know what I'm doing.
We do not hide our religion. We wear it proudly. And I remove my tucked-in holy symbol and place it in front.
And I will push one license plate to the forefront of my goo so it is visible through my...
Perfect.
So. Guys, I love the enthusiasm. I don't think it's a good idea.
Theo?
And you see Theo put the gun in his bag.
Theo, we can't hide that. We're
gonna have to.
No, because
can't.
Not even talking about bleeblyism. They just did that to a man that they assumed was religious, and then found the holy symbol and stripped it off him.
Yeah, he tucked that in, if you'll recall.
We didn't know he was that until he said that. Which means they're probably gonna.
They're shooting.
I know
first.
You only have one, but blast first, ask questions later.
I mean, let's go.
So if we're gonna do it, might as well go in gun blazing.
Toluga, you can make a medicine check now because you guys are gonna come up on the body and you're the one that kind of inspected it there.
19.
He's died like within maybe the last hour or two.
This is very fresh, about an hour.
Still warm.
And as you guys are talking, another like quake of thunder, and it starts to rain. First, it's like drops and sprinkles for a little bit. It has been so long since it rained in this peninsula. But very quickly, it is now downpouring as you guys are running back to Tidigal. And as you make your way finally down the cliff, go ahead, everybody, fresh round of perception checks. What you're going to see?
15.
19.
9.
Glebnor, you're first as you kind of come up. You look down the hill, and it is chaos. The entire... Because, again, the gate to Tidigal is the back of the Titan. It is completely ripped down, and there is a mixture of dead wardens and destroyed Dreadforge all across the ground. You can see that it looks now like it is quieted, but a battle just happened here.
Daddy?
Yeah?
This doesn't look good.
Didn't look good for a while.
I mean, like, really, really bad.
Well, that must mean it's really bad.
And you can see little Reggie goes,
no, 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 it can't be. We're not like this. This is wrong.
And he's just panicked now, looking, and there's just blood and metal and parts everywhere.
Question for the DM.
Yes.
Did Reggie put back on disguise self?
Yeah, at this point, definitely. Turns back into a little cute gnome.
Oh my god, what happened here?
We'll find out.
Do we see dead Kuotoa?
There's no Kuotoa at the gate here. You notice that it looks to be mostly... These wardens were kind of a mixture of human, some half-orc, and maybe like a dwarf or two.
Okay.
But there, it's like you can tell a battle just happened here, like moments
ago,
possibly.
The ass still may be safe.
The ass may still be safe. It is downpouring at this point, and there is, like, loud thunder above you all. And I'll say that there are more of these tracks as you've gotten here that lead through into the back of Tidigal, into the town square that you know is called Tidigal's Heart.
Guys, we gotta go to Tidigal's Heart.
I'm gonna use my urchin skill to get there.
Oh, perfect.
Double fast.
Can you actually give me a stealth check for the group? I'll say that you're leading them, and you're kind of keeping deciding how sneaky things are.
19.
Awesome. You lead the group through the streets, and you can see that there's, at this point, there's people that, like, are, like, sheltering in their homes, hiding. And there's now just chaos in the streets. There's like remaining wardens are kind of running around. Clearly, like some of them are freshly injured. And you see one of these guards, this kind of like squat dwarven man, kind of bumps into you as you guys come out.
What the hell happened? Are you boys all right?
Do I know this guy?
He just looks kind of familiar, but he's just been a kind of a warden in this area, a guard, if anything.
We're good. Tuluga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's Dond.
Gleb-Dond? We're the Plupleens.
Okay.
Where's the chaos happening?
It's all over now, thank God. But the Dreadforge, I never thought I'd live to see the day of them. They stormed us, nearly took the whole gate. If it wasn't for the Stormcallers, we'd all be dead.
Where are they?
They've gathered everyone in the town square.
I don't like that.
No, it's fine. They saved us. They brought lightning and thunder. We were losing the fight. The Dreadforge nearly got into the city. They arrived on their rams and they broke right through. It was amazing to see. Are you boys all right, though? Were you not here for the battle? Where have you been?
Pilgrimage. We killed the...
We brought the wet back.
All this rain is from you.
Yes?
Yes.
Can I get a persuasion check from the group?
I don't think I'm going to do a persuasion check, because I think
17?
Hearing storm callers...
Five.
I'm just like... Mm.
I'm just following my son's lead on this
17.
One.
Okay. He's like...
We've destroyed the dry maker and brought back the wet.
Well, thank God, the dry season has been horrible, but you should make your way to the town square. They're gathering everyone for a bit of a speech. Go now. Be safe. And after everything's done over there, shelter in your place. Get back to your homes.
Daddy. Sidebar.
Sidebar. Excuse us. Yeah.
I don't speak whatever you're about to speak.
Should we rush into town square, or should we figure something else out?
I think I'll go to town square. I think you and Theo might want to hang back.
Like, hang back. Get ready to attack, hang back.
Well, based on what they did to our good friend out there, they're probably going to do a bunch of bad things real soon.
I don't want to leave Daddy hanging.
Well, then you could come with, and maybe we leave Theo on back to Bleep Bleep Blast.
Okay. But, they're probably going to kill our whole family, right?
I feel like that's where this is going.
They don't like religious people, and we are. Big time into religion.
Yeah. They're not the fun kind.
No, no, not like us.
Nope.
No jamborees.
No, none. They're weird.
It's terrible.
Yeah, who brings lightning to a jamboree?
How long are you gonna sidebar?
Sorry.
I got things to do. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
We're gonna head back to the hometown square.
Sure. Get out of here.
Theo.
Be safe.
How stealthy are you?
Pretty stealthy.
Hide.
Good call.
Perfect.
Shall we, Daddy?
Yes.
Urchin skills activate.
Okay. Yeah. You.
I guess on the way though, I want to tell Theo the like. Be like, Theo. Me and Glebnor, we're gonna go in. You hang back, and once things start getting dicey, you start bleep bleep blasting. Cause I don't think they're gonna be nice about this.
I think you're right.
Where should I go? Am I sticking with one of you guys, or...?
Stay with me.
Okay, sounds good.
Warden's over here not hearing anything we said because we're speaking Celestial, right?
He's already, like, left.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck.
He's kind of, like, wandered off. There's, like, again, it's pretty chaotic. There's, like, injured people, like, these injured wardens and soldiers everywhere. And, yeah, it's still pretty chaotic. A battle just happened here.
On our way, do I see anybody who's, like, in a good enough shape to talk to us?
Yeah, actually. I will say, go ahead and roll a luck check, and we'll determine who you kind of run into.
Oh, somebody with intel. Please, for the love of God. 10 on the button.
You guys see, as you're kind of like splitting up, you kind of catch him out of the corner of your eye, Theo. You see Yarno and a couple of kobolds coming up from the Steel Toe scrapyard.
Probably just wave them down and kind of like not yell, wave them and then motion for him to come over to where we are.
Oh, thank God, kid.
He runs up to you.
What the hell happened out there?
So, a lot of... it being very dry out there, unearthed some dredge forge tech.
So that you did find the tech out there. Please don't tell me.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
So, there was a big ship thing, kind of like a boat, huge.
Okay.
That was made of metal, that had all these things in it. I think when it was dry, they came out of it chasing Greg.
Is Greg okay?
No.
What about my scouts, my kobolds?
No.
None of them made it?
No.
Okay.
Very bad.
Theo, listen. The Stormcallers are here.
Yeah.
They broke through the wall. They're the ones that took out the Dreadfords that came through this way.
We're aware of that now.
They stopped them, but Theo, there's a lot of them. They're rounding everyone up in the Titan's Heart.
Yeah, we don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Well, yeah, I didn't think you would.
How many of them are there?
Dozens.
Dozens?
There's a whole squadron of them.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Some of them came riding these massive rams. Some came by sky.
Sky?
Yeah.
Did they hang
glide? We can't fly.
We can't. That's true. But we can make them not be able to fly.
It's true.
Theo, listen, you guys gotta be really, really fucking careful. No showing off any fancy tech, nothing like that. They'll sniff it out immediately.
Conflicted.
I'm gonna flash him the gun and be like,
what the
so
fuck is
this?
That? No, kid. A, amazing. We gotta talk about that later. But B, no. These guys they're on the warpath here. They didn't seem like they were here to save us. They seem like the killing the Dreadforge was fun and all, but they have other things in mind. They're gathering everybody up now. The Plupluplines, they're all getting pushed there now.
Pushed?
Oh, this is murder time.
Nobody pushes the Plupluplines.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna get my kobolds in place. We gotta get the 501 the hell out of here. I have a plan. It's not a good one for right now. DeLuca, you grew up in the ass of the Titan, right?
Oh, yeah. Loved it in the ass.
Okay, so I'm gonna just steamroll right through that right now because we got a lot going on. Okay, I'm sure that you know that down there, there's a whole network of tunnels. It leads into the Underdark.
Yes.
Okay, we gotta get as many people as we can down there and away from these motherfuckers before things pop off.
But my family.
Yeah, we need to make sure our family's safe.
I'm saying we need to go get your family and get them down there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. I know everything down there. It's how I escape, like, all the time.
Yeah, no. We kobolds also. We love digging. We love tunnels.
It's the
best.
That
was my first plan. Okay, I'll get my kobolds rounded up. We'll get as many people as we can, but we've got to get the hell out of here. Dynagol's not going to be safe very, very soon, I don't think.
Well, shit. Theo, go with Yarno, Daddy, Urchin Speed, to Meemaw.
Are you Reggie, sure you want to
stay with me?
Yeah, I was going to ask, who's this little fucking guy?
Oh, he's so
we'll
little,
explain
I'm
that
forgetting.
Later.
Oh, hi, hello.
You brought a fucking gnome back? What are you going to...
Yarno, shut up. I'll explain it later.
Okay.
There's a lot more to this.
Okay, you have a lot of splaining to do, mistress. All right, you come with me. We'll kind of slip into the crowd. Come on, let's go.
Okay, you guys are going to split up a little bit here. Toluga and Glubnor, we're going to start with you. As you make your way through the winding streets of Tidacol, you finally get to its heart. Here, the giant mechanical rib cage of the former Colossus forms a kind of circular town square. And here, you can see there is a large crowd. It looks like all of Tidacol has been brought to this square. And up on this raised platform, you can see dozens of Stormcaller priests. Most of them are these blue-skinned dragonborn. They have these tabards on with a... has almost like a ram horn pattern with lightning going through the middle. They all seem to be wearing this kind of like... priestly garbs that are underneath chainmail armor. Many of them are holding maces at their side. A lot of them are covered in black oil. It is clear that they just fought off the Dreadforge. Up on top of this raised platform, you can see Purpurpulus Plupluplin is standing next to a large satyr man. Very tall. His bottom half is that of a goat. His top half, that of a human. He looks a bit older, very like thin, and he has these tall spiraling horns. And he has all these vestments on right now. I'll have you two go ahead and make a perception check for me here. He seems to be kind of surrounded by these priests, sort of waiting for everyone to gather around.
19.
11?
With a 19. Not only do you see the Stormcrawlers here present, but as it is dark and raining now, there is a crack of lightning that lights up the top of the Titan. And you can see perched on the skull of the Colossus, this giant beast that appears to be a ram-griffin combination. You can see that it has the body of a ram on the front, these big hooves. And sort of like the body of, I would say kind of like a cat almost, going down its waist. Giant wings, big gnarled ram head with these twisting horns. And sitting on its back is a 9-foot tall Goliath. And it's, you can't see him again because it is pouring so heavily, but he is watching over this little gathering here. In that moment, you just got the size of him. And there's that flash of lightning. You can see his armor is covered in these runes. What would you guys like to do? You can see Propribilis is up there, and there's members of Clan Plu Plu Plin mixed into the crowd now.
Do we immediately see Meemaw or Mean Gene?
I'll get perception checks.
Nat 20.
Fuck. You can see as you guys kind of push into the crowd a little bit, trying to kind of remain as inconspicuous as an 8-foot tall blob can.
I'm sneaky.
You immediately bump into Mameen and Mean Gene, who are there. They look like frantic and afraid, and they turn around real quick and he goes, "Oh my goodness, it's Glamdor! It's Tuluga!" And she kind of goes and kind of hugs both of you.
Sorry. I'm so glad you boys are safe. Thank God the Stormcrawlers are here. They stopped the Dreadforge.
Oh, thank God. I hug Mameen.
I'm excited.
I hug back and I go to Dad.
What the hell happened out there, guys?
We killed the maker of the dry.
We brought back the wet.
We brought back the wet. And do you know about these guys, Dad?
I know they just saved us, but I'll be honest, guys. They don't... They're not the friendliest bunch.
Doesn't really look like a saving, if I'm being honest.
They don't like other religions.
Oh, no.
No, they kill other religions.
They're what you might call fanatics.
At this moment, you see Mean Gene's eyes go wide, and he looks up on the stage. And you guys, as you kind of move a little bit closer, can hear Propribilis up on the stage.
You see, it is, it was my masterful plan to make a new god. A new god that would bring the rain. And my plan clearly has worked gangbusters. My first raft was Gongilla, which was...
And you see this long satyr man is like,
No, dude, tell me. Tell me more. Everything about your master plan.
It was pretty genius. So I brought back Gongilla, who was beloved by my fish people. We make gods. It's kind of our thing. No big deal. So anywho, then my brother, a prophet... of Gongilla, reborn a whole new god who went on a quest and, wouldn't you know it, brought the rain. I know that we had contacted you about kind of wetting things up around here, but I think now that the robots are gone, everything's hunky-dory. You guys can get on out of here.
I'm so sorry, little fish man, but that won't be happening today.
Everyone, gather around. You are all blessed this day. What an exciting day for all of you. As it's quite clear, the people of this community have decided to hang on quite tightly to the past.
And she looks up and he looks up and is kind of in disgust looking at all of these homes built into a Dreadforge Colossus.
It pains me to see people so desperate for a home in the bones of our enemy. An enemy that apparently is, well, returned. How surprising. No, I guess it isn't surprising at all, because you people down here thought it appropriate to mess with Dreadforge technology. I can see it all over this place. And unfortunately, things have changed in our great world of Aeona. Unfortunately, no longer can the clerics of the great Lord Krizik turn a blind eye to heresy and heretics. It has been far too long that we have been idle. Too long that we have allowed your ridiculous worship to flourish. And too long have we allowed beings such as this to claim such falsehoods. There is one God. There is just the God of the storm. The maelstrom is what kept you safe, and our lightning is what saved you today. One God. And unfortunately, you all today will have to experience the cleansing power of the storm.
And they begin to raise their hands as their eyes roll back, and you can see storm clouds appearing above. What would anyone like to do?
I'd like to cause a scene. I want to cause a frantic panic.
Okay.
And I just start yelling, "What? I can't hear you. Speak up! You freak! What are you talking about? What are you, some kind of degenerate? Who has horse legs?
I just finished my speech, and we're now going to do the cleansing rain.
Speak up! I can't hear you.
The cleansing rain.
I'm going home.
Now.
You're talking nonsense. You're crazy.
Theo, where the hell are you right now?
I was going with Yarno, so wherever he
was
setting.
Yeah, you and Yarno are like on the other side of the like the center of the square. And you can see Yarno's like, "Jesus, this is so bad. This is so bad. What is he doing?" And okay, Theo, what the hell are we to do here?
I don't know. I think Toluca's got the best plan. Kind of confused the fuck out of them.
That's the best plan. He's being really antagonistic to that scary priest.
I don't know what else we do.
Okay. Well, he's causing a distraction. Let's get some people out of here.
Danny, I'm gonna grab Meemaw and Pawpaw.
Yeah, son, get as many as you can out of here.
We're gonna stealth on out of here.
I gotta keep distracting and making a scene.
I'm also an urchin.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna ask Reggie. Hey, Reggie. I need you. I'm gonna point over to, like, the area of where we can get into the Underdark and tell him, look, I'm gonna send some people with you. You're gonna go over there and just help them down. Just help them. Don't do anything else. Don't come up.
Okay.
All right. Be safe.
I'm always safe.
Lower the voice.
Okay, way lower. All right. Yarno, was it? You and me, Bobby, we have a little mission. Let's do this.
A nat 20 to stealth check.
Okay, where the hell are you going?
Meet up with Theo in the ass.
Perfect.
And I would love to get as many Kuotoa, but specifically Plupluplines as I can.
You start...
Namely, Mean Gene and Meemaw.
You start backing them out. Mean Gene's like, what the hell is my kid doing? She's like,
I'm sure he has a plan.
Pop-Pop, he's as good as dead. He's an idiot. It's time to go.
Wait, what?
Do you want to die too? These guys aren't fucking around.
Okay, real quick, we need to get everyone down, but we're not leaving my sons.
We can get Bleagong, but it's gonna be kind of hard to get...
Speaking of, where the hell is Bleagong?
Shit. Where is that guppy fuck?
Chaluga, this guy at this point is just like...
Enough! Enough!
No!
And you see as his eyes roll back and these storm clouds open... as a call lightning spell is activated, you see these beams of lightning coming down, destroying the Colossus. And you can see that as the lightning comes down, cracking into the sides of the structure, like huge metal pieces are now falling. The crowd is in a full panic. There are people screaming, trying to run away. And give me a perception check, everybody, as this chaos is unfolding. And this guy was trying... Toluca, you're kind of standing in the middle defiantly yelling at them.
Yeah.
As you're pushing everyone away.
14.
11. It's a 6.
Okay, Dio, it's like just a full panic. And as you guys are kind of seeing the crowd scattering, trying to dodge all this lightning, need everyone to make a dex save for me real quick.
17, but can I use my danger sense?
Yeah, you can.
I got a 17.
Cool. I got a 9.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that 17.
Perfect. Theo, these guys, you just start like diving out of the way of these huge arcane cracks of lightning that are like ripping up the streets now. Theo, as you're running to get away, you kind of duck into a side alley thinking you can escape that way. And as you start running, trying to like loop around the square and get over to Toluca and Glebnor, you can see that as you run up through like the other side of the street, and as you're getting toward your friends, landing directly in front of you, is this giant ram griffin smashing into the ground. And you see this like massive Goliath dismount and start walking towards you.
How you doing?
He's just kind of looking at you, like, intrigued. And you can see at this point, there's Kuatoa, like, behind you that are kind of, like, we're kind of trying to make their way over towards Glypnor. He's kind of leading them all away. And they're like,
he's Bleebly! He's our god! He brought the rain!
You see...
Our follower count is just fucking...
They don't know what they're talking about. Don't pay them any mind. I said that in Draconic, hoping that because he's with some Draconic people, okay, he understands. If he doesn't, it is what it is. Kuatoa ain't gonna understand it.
That's true.
He kind of just shakes his head at whatever you're saying. Like, this is your god. This is a boy! And he's gonna kind of grapple you. Go ahead and make an athletics or acrobatics check to get out of this.
Oh no. He's weak.
Or acrobatics.
Oh, that's a 14.
Okay, with a 28, he grabs you by the throat and, like, picks you up. And now there's, like, Kuatoa, like, panicking around you. And they're like, let him go! And they're, like, all running up, trying to pull, that, like, you free. As he's holding you there, I need you just, like, a wisdom saving throw.
It's a 19.
The Kuatoa that were trying to, like, get to you, they immediately are all stopped in this fearful presence, and they can't approach any closer. But Theo, despite everything, in this moment, you are not afraid. You're able to push that down and channel it into adrenaline. And as you look down, though, I will say, make an investigation check for me real quick.
It's an 11.
Perfect. That's all you really needed. You look down, and you can see this massive Goliath. He's wearing this black plate armor. He has a huge shield on his back and a warhammer. He is towers over you, but as he lifts you up to, like, really get a good look at you, you look down and you can see that he is wearing, on top of that black plate armor, like, dozens of holy symbols to different faiths around his neck. And you do notice one that looks like the little nature symbol of the Fenric.
I want to do something so stupid.
Do it, Bleebly.
Bleebly.
I'm gonna take out the gun and shoot him.
Yes!
Let's go. Bleep, give me that attack roll.
I want a bonus action.
Okay.
I want a bonus action judgment shot.
Okay, he's not near death door.
Oh, right.
It
has to be death door. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, I'm doing a violent shot.
Well, how old is he? He could be on his last few years.
This looks like a very healthy young Goliath.
So I'm going to do violent shot, and that's a 20 to hit.
A 20 just hits.
Oh,
16 damage.
You see that he is not expecting a fucking gun. And as he's holding you up, these runes kind of glowing on his armor, he looks like he's about to crush your throat. And you pull the gun out and fire into his arm, and he drops you.
On the way down, can I bonus action grab Fenric's symbol?
Yeah. No, real roll required. You rip it off.
Fuck yeah.
And you can see he looks at you. Can I actually, can I ask, is your shield on your arm right now? The, like, bracer?
Yep.
He looks at it and looks at the symbol on it.
I'm not surprised. I had the feeling this place would be full of more Jaegeron trash.
And as he gets closer,
what the hell is that little thing you have? Weapon of the enemy, I suppose. You fancy yourself a god, boy. I'm going to show you what I do to false gods.
I don't think you're going to do anything.
Theo, you are in, like, sort of a street just off of the main square. There's people running everywhere. But what I am going to say, because so many of the weird allies and friends you guys have made along the way are here around you, I'm going to give you guys a lair action. Because you are technically in your lair. So, at the top of the round, you will tell me which NPC you would like to see do something cool, and I will have them do a little freebie fun thing.
Ooh.
So, top of the round will be that. So you guys have Mommine, Mean Gene, and you have just like generic Kuatoa around you. Like, a little crowd of them that think you're a god. Or a god, at least. You're holding your pistol, like, standing, like, directly in front of this massive Goliath with this rune armor on. Okay, so, first thing in the initiative is going to be the Krizik Priests. You can see that in this town square right now, we're going to kind of, like, bottle this down so that it's not... There is chaos everywhere, and there are, like, wardens probably fighting some of these Krizik Priests in other areas. But right now, that, like, main priest, this satyr man, he is Augurist Vahum. He is surrounded by three Krizik priests, and all three of them that are surrounding him up on that little thing are all going to cast Spirit Guardians at the same time.
Oh, no.
So you can see he's in the center now of three priests that have kind of positioned themselves around him, and there are spirits kind of wrapped all around them, and you can see that these spirits look to be these, like, almost like... It looks like these ram-headed soldiers all surrounding the priest, and they're like,
"Protect the Augurist! Protect the Augurist! Allow the cleansing to commence!"
That is going to be their turn. And then it is going to be Glebnor.
How far away is the dickhead Goliath?
The Goliath, I don't even know. Give me a perception check to see if you even see him. Because he just landed on that thing back a street behind you.
I mean, a gun did go off.
Oh, a gun did go off. Make it with advantage.
Thank God you said that. 13?
You hear a gunshot behind you. And it kind of is hard to even distinguish it because there's so much thunder and lightning happening all around right now.
So I don't know how far he is?
No.
These three guys are in front of me?
Yeah. You're, I would
how
say
far away?
They're about 20 feet from you.
Okay, but if I get within 15 feet of them, they're fucking ghosts are going to river dance on my face.
They are, so I'm going to let you know, if you have to rush through them, we're looking at 3d8 damage. It'll be radiant.
Don't love that.
No.
Anybody else around me that I can just, like, swangle on?
No, it's. I would say that it's throughout the chaos, it's kind of you just kind of, like, you're kind of surrounded by little plupuplines right now. but I would say, just to kind of set the battlefield for you, you have three priests, one kind of archpriest, essentially.
Oh, he's... I fucking hate that guy.
Yes, he's at the center of them, and then back the way, I would say you know the direction of the gunshot. If you want to head that way, with your movement, you could get over there.
I'm going to go to the gunshot.
Okay.
I assume I see the 9-foot Goliath.
Yeah, you see that this, like, griffin creature's actually flown up in the air at this point, but... It kind of, like, he got off it, and then it kind of flew back up. There, like, there's a couple of these things kind of circling Tidagol right now.
But he's on the ground.
He's on the ground fighting Theo.
So he's not paying attention to me.
No, you're in front of him. Or he's in front of you, but his back is turned to you right now.
I'm going to swangle on him with the old great axe. Vicious great axe.
Okay.
Do you want to rage before you do that?
Certainly do.
There we go. Look at our team players here.
How dare you attack? No, wait. I'm going to swangle on him secretly. As much as I want to give a expose on how mad I am that he may or may not have brushed against Meemaw.
No problem.
I'm attacking from behind. I get advantage, right? He doesn't see me?
Yeah. You can make a stealth check and I'll give you advantage. How about that?
22?
That will be his passive perception. I'll give you advantage on this one.
Yes.
You're going to need it.
Does a 23 hit?
23 does hit. AC on Harbinger Urshan is 20.
When you take those 15 points of damage.
Oh, okay. I see you.
In All the right. back of his shoulder. Or wherever you want me to hit him. I don't care.
Yeah,
is that
he
with
is
the
like.
Rage?
You add
plus
2
for rage.
So plus 17. So 17.
Yeah, dope. You. I have a little separate stat block for him here.
Sneaky smashing.
He's paying attention to Theo, and an axe just comes out of the fucking street and hits him in the back of the arm. He kind of, like, looks back and kind of yanks it out of his own shoulder.
That ain't good.
What the hell are you?
I'm your worst nightmare, buddy. And I'm gonna get all big and ride.
That is going to be Augurist Vahum, who is going to... they're currently concentrating on Call Lightning. So I'm going to need...
Which guy is Augurist Vahum?
The guy in the middle.
Is the, like,
the one with
the satyr.
The one with purple.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll actually say you can see the Propribilis, because all these spirit guardians went off, it like kind of like fell like down and is like,
oh, this is going so bad. What is happening?
So he's not directly in harm's way right now.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
But Teluga, I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, sir. Nat 20.
Okay. They look at you and a beam of lightning cracks down at you and you just fucking dodge right out of the way.
You bitch!
I'm focusing on the storm. That was incidental.
So they are trying to keep all of these lightning beams coming down and destroying the city.
When I do get you, you will die.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Sure.
Any minute now.
Uh-huh.
One of my beams.
I'm looking at my non-existent watch, waiting for it to happen.
Just give me one more round or two, and then I will get you, and you will die.
Surely.
Unbelievable. That is Theo. Theo, you are staring down this giant Goliath.
So seeing Glebnor, I'm just going to say, this is the guy that killed Fenric. And,
my red is bubbling. I loved Fenric.
Sorry.
I'm going to do another violent shot.
Okay, go for it.
That's going to miss. I'm going to action surge.
Yeah, you fire and it kind of just dings off his armor.
That also misses.
And another one. And he's just walking towards you menacingly at this point. Okay. That is going to be Urshan's turn.
You know, it has been a long time since I came down this far south. We should have destroyed it then, but we were weak. We kept letting you people just parade this abomination to Krizik. This is a long time coming. So come on, little godling. Let's see how long it takes me to break you.
He's going to wind up a giant warhammer and make two attacks on you.
Yep.
Naturally.
As one should. I shot him.
Fair. I can't blame him.
Yeah. No.
Against all odds, he misses the first one. you see, he just misses you as he drives the warhammer down. You kind of roll back. And as you're trying to getting away, he brings it up way faster than you were expecting and slams you in the ribs with it. Initially, what you feel is just the feeling of being hit so, like, the hardest you have ever been hit with a blunt object like that. You're going to take 13 bludgeoning damage. And then as he's driving it into you, you can see this twisted smile on his face. He's going to do an extra 15 radiant as he smites you and slams you into a wall in the alley, just crumpling you into the side of the wall.
I think he's dead.
Nope.
Beyond death's door.
Yeah, literally because of Reggie giving me 5 temp HP, I have 5 HP.
Fuck me.
Reggie! The man, the myth, the legend, Reggie.
Never
see,
lets me down.
The you, legend.
You should be dead right now.
Yeah.
And there is this little bit of clockwork magic that gave you a little bit, enough to keep you up, but he is just like caved you into the side of a wall. There's like bricks and stone and like bits of metal falling around you. And he kind of just like turns around and looks at you, Glebnor.
I don't know what you are.
The worst nightmare.
You've said that. We're going to have fun now.
That was his turn. That is going to be your turn, Glebnor. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. It is the little priest down there. They are all keeping concentration up on their spirit guardians, but you see all three of them are now going to start casting Guiding Bolt into the crowd at the people that are... At the...
citizens?
The citizens, essentially. Okay, make 3 rolls here. All 3 miss?
Yes!
As it looks like he is aiming, all 3 of them are now aiming into the crowd at all of the Plupluplines that are panicked and like running toward the Underdark. And all 3 of them, you can see Big Gene jumps up and just like is like batting lightning bolts out of the air.
That's my bad!
Pop, pop! You touch the Plupluplines!
He is fully losing it. I'll also say, because we're at the top of the initiative, it is now going to be his turn. Mean Gene is losing his fucking mind. I will let him take the move here. You see Mean Gene, when he lands after blocking everything. What's that? What are you guys pointing at here?
You said it was the top of the round?
Yeah, top of the round. What's it called?
Lair.
The lair action happens, right?
What about my turn?
Didn't you... Where are you? Oh, you're completely last, right?
Yeah.
I am so sorry. That all happens, but I would like to know what happens to Toluga first.
It's gonna wildly
change. You forgot
change.
About Toluga!
No, I forgot. You rolled so low on initiative. You were way down at my bottom of my list.
You rolled so low, he was like, you don't even want to be an initiative.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'll see myself out.
Toluga, you are up. You have just dodged a bunch of lightning bolts, and you see your dad has just leapt up and has been like deflecting lightning bolts with his little fists.
Well, now I gotta do something cool. I see Perpublis is still next to the guy, or is he...
He is, like, fallen off and is now, like, on the, like, again, like, just below the little platform they kind of assembled.
Would he get hit if I throw a fragmentation grenade up there? It's mostly the question I have.
You're gonna throw a fragment... Oh, you have a fragmentation grenade left. Fuck me!
Remember, I gave it to him because I couldn't be trusted.
I was being a responsible father.
Damn it, responsible fatherhood! You've come to bite me in the ass. Okay.
I just want to know, would he get hit if
he
I
wouldn't? Have... He's down too low. He's like on the ground in the dirt.
Okay.
He's just like getting up. Like, I can't believe this is all happening.
My other question is, is it a bonus action to throw it or a full action to throw the grenade?
I think it's going to be a full action to throw a grenade. It's a grenade.
The action is to pull the pin.
It also says as an action. Bonus. Okay. I didn't read it.
Gotcha.
How much damage does that do?
5d6. Jeez. For a total of 30. Or I could do the in-character thing and channel Divinity and Radiance of Dawn.
I mean, up to you, really. The thing with Radiance of Dawn is you're gonna have to get a little bit closer. You might have to walk through those spirit guardians.
It's a 30-foot range.
Never mind. Why is the range on that so high?
Because it dispels magical darkness within 30 feet of me, and then let me make sure I read this correctly. Additionally, each hostile creature within 30 feet of me must make con saving throw.
Okay.
Or take half of this.
Gotcha. All right, so you're going to do that instead of your bomb?
I'll save the bomb.
Okay.
And I'll do that. So Toluga stands proud seeing his dad literally punching lightning. Well, if my dad can do it, I can't let him down. I yank the holy symbol off my chest. This crudely drawn. I hold
it. Heretic!
You worthless, degenerate freaks! Come into my town! Start trying to kill my family and our people! How dare you come in here with your weird words and shitty magic! Get the fuck out!
Okay.
And I explode light from my body.
Mom means like, he's finally found himself as this beam of this strange light come out. You see all of the Kuatoa look up and they're just in awe of what is happening. Bleebly magic in the flesh. I have to make con saves, correct?
Yes, DC 13 con, and I rolled 19 damage.
Jesus.
Yeah. Take I rolled
you
really
high. Bitch. Okay, they all failed. So there's four of them up there. I'm going to read through the rolls they just got. 4, 3, 9, 4. I am...
Bye-bye, lightning.
Devastated. Okay, so go ahead, roll... What is the damage on that?
I rolled 19 damage.
19 damage? Yeah.
Is Spirit Guardians a concentration spell?
It is, so I have to now...
He has to make the save.
I have to make four concentration checks. Okay. 19 was a little bit more than I expected.
We're
going to
disengage, right?
The priest. I rolled max on one and seven on the other. I literally rolled pretty hot on the damage.
Okay.
I'm picking you up and getting out of there.
All right.
I want to kill this man.
Oh, I'm killing this satyr.
Oh, the satyr's gotta go. I didn't like the way he was.
I wanted to
talking.
Explode light, and then next turn I'm throwing the grenade. Or if they drop it, I'm gonna run up and punch him.
The spirit guardians drops, but the call lightning stays up. You see the lightning is still going, but all these priests, they look bad. That 19 damage was a lot more than they were ready for, and all of them drop their spirit guardians, and they've kind of broken this little protective barrier now around this archpriest.
Is it the archpriest that's doing the call lightning?
Yeah, they're the one who's controlling the call lightning.
How far away from him am I?
You would be about 30 feet now if you were to leap up there.
I'm going to leap up, and I'm going to punch him in the fucking face.
Yes! Okay. You're going to leap past three Stormcaller clerics and cold clock.
I won't actually hit him. I rolled a nat one.
Okay.
But I'm up there.
You leap, jump up, and he's like, what the hell? And just dodges really quick as you
wow, actually,
roll
good dodge. Good on you.
I'm going to kill you.
No, just, you're not.
It's happening so
soon. You realize
soon.
I'm right next to you, and you're going to call lightning this close?
Oh, good point. I look very frustrated. Okay. That is going to wrap us over to the top of the round. I think we had said Mean Gene's going into action here.
Yep.
Mean Gene is going to bonus action Step of the Wind. And you see him run up and leap, do a little flip, and land behind this satyr with you. He's like, we got him, son!
Dad, let's kick his ass!
And he's going to just get back-to-back with you. I'll have him just make an attack roll.
And Way of the Fleet is becoming a thing.
Mean Gene rolled a 19 on the die. He just kidney shots this priest. See him go,
ow! What? What are these fish people?
Just trying to bring down this lightning. Insane. Now it'll be Webnor.
Did he have to make con save?
Oh, yeah. Let me make him the con save real quick.
Or concentration.
Yeah, concentration check.
Is that a constitution?
He makes a concentration check. Call lightning is still up.
I gotta get our god out of here.
Okay. What are we doing?
I'm gonna use mobile.
Okay. So you gotta dash. So it's gonna have to be your action.
No. Oh, he doesn't have the bonus action.
Not yet.
Okay.
You have to hit him if you don't want the attack of up.
I did hit him.
No, you have to hit him this round.
Turn. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So you either stand your ground or you risk the...
I'm gonna grapple this motherfucker.
You gonna try to grapple him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bleeblee, you have to go. We can't lose our god in the first week.
This man dies tonight.
I will suffocate him with myself if I have to, but you have to get out of here.
I'm not go leaving with Yarno. You in Toluga. Not happening.
Plupleens! Get your god out of here. Hear my words, Plupleens! Your okay. God needs you! He brought the wet! You must now save him!
Okay, I rolled... Okay, so I want to just put everything on the table here. Harbinger Urshan has a plus 15 to athletics.
Wait, what?
You wanted to grapple a Goliath!
I'm 8 feet tall!
But I only rolled a 3, so you only have to beat an 18.
I rolled an 18 for 23.
That rage coming in clutch with the...
Grappled!
You see, as he was going to step forward, because you just swing around...
I wrap him like a blanket.
Yeah, he's like, what is this?
Like a straight jacket.
Okay, he is grappled. He cannot move. And I would say he kind of walked away from you, so you're kind of crumpled on the ground. You will be able to get free without an opportunity attack on your turn, if you would like.
Oh, no, he's not, because the Plupleens are dragging him away.
Okay.
Perfect. No, you don't know what they interpret as saving their god.
I said get him out of here. Directly.
But if their god orders them no, what are they going to do?
Your god's not in his right mind! You have to trust me as his first believer!
You can give me a persuasion check with advantage. Glebnor.
Didn't really help. 6?
The Kuotoa in this alley look very confused, looking at you, looking at Theo, looking
Yarno,
at you, looking
please,
at
Theo. He's your boy!
Yarno is in the crowd now with the other kobolds, trying to get everyone into the Underdark as fast as possible before they bring down the whole city.
I guess have one final plea to Bleeblee.
Okay.
Theo, you can't beat him right now. We'll get our revenge. Take Fenric's symbol and get out of here!
How do you expect to get out of here?
I'm mobile. I'll take the beating and run. You are more important. Go!
Ah, we'll see.
Reggie! Talk some sense into him!
I totally forgot I was here! Oh, no!
I'm going to now go to Augurist Vahum. I'm going to need, actually, everybody within 300 feet, which is going to be all of you.
So many feet.
Why is it so many feet?
I need a DC 14 charisma saving throw.
Charisma?
Oh, eat shit. 16.
15.
Fuck! And I'm going to eat shit with a 3.
Okay. There is a booming voice that comes out of this augurist that doesn't sound like their voice.
The storm has come. None will escape it.
Everyone that failed that save is afraid. They have just spooked. Used the voice of Krizik. And you see that, like, people in the crowd that were running to the tunnels to get to the Underdark, the whole crowd is stopped now, afraid.
How does it affect my grapple?
He's still grappled. You just can't move toward that voice.
Oh.
Okay. That's going to be their turn. They're just trying to fear the hell out of everybody. Let me actually roll for Mean Gene real quick. My boy.
Mean Gene, the punching machine?
Mean Gene is like, they're going to kill everyone. They're going to kill everyone. He's starting to panic a little bit. Hearing that voice, like, so close to him, you can see it, like, echoed through. But Taluga, you are, like, so defiant that you are not afraid. That's going to be Theo, your turn.
So I'm going to get up and do second wind.
Yeah. Theo, you pick yourself up. You were kind of, like, crumpled and broken.
You should be in the wind, just for the record.
Because you got hit so hard in that wall, your ponytails come loose, so your, like, long black hair is now hanging down, and you're soaked because it's pouring raining. And there's thunder and lightning, and you look up, and you can see the Glebnor has kind of wrapped himself around this big Goliath just long enough to see if you could maybe get a chance to escape.
I'm going to look at Glebnor and be like, if you're not behind me, I'm coming back.
I'll be there. Just go!
So I'll run out towards the crowd to where... Like, I can see him. How far would I be from the stage?
I'll say it was, like, 30 feet for you, Glebnor, to run over here. It'd be 30 feet for you to get up to into the mix with the crowd.
And how far from me is Taluga with the...
Once you run your 30 feet, I would say that Taluga up on that little raised platform would be about 30 feet away.
I'm going to shoot one of the priests.
Dope. The satyr. So you want to get... Shit.
Yeah, is the one calling the lightning and all that stuff 30 feet?
Yeah, 30 feet. They're all kind of up
and
there
and he
together.
Looks like he's got some good armor.
He's wearing like these kind of like long robes, but he looks that like there is the armor on him is almost ceremonial. Much lower AC than I think you would assume from the little soldiers around him or the priests around him.
Sharpshooter.
Okay. Okay.
That's not going to hit 12.
A 12 hits AC of 10 on my Augurist Vahum. They're wearing robes.
Your bullet goes right through his fabric.
19 piercing damage.
Oh, brutal. Let me roll my concentration check. They keep the call lightning up, but just a... And you can see that, like... As that arcane shot hits into this thing's shoulder, it, like, drops one arm and is only keeping the spell up now with one. And the crowd, who was all afraid a minute ago, all just saw Bleebly run from, like, through the storm. All of the Kuotoa look up, and they're completely inspired by what you've just done. You just stood up to a Stormcaller Augurist, and they all start running toward the Underdark. Dope.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead. That is going to be Urshan now.
Before that happens, I yell to Taluga, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Where's my son?
He's coming.
Is he?
Not literally.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
You see Urshan is... this big Goliath now is kind of trying to pull all of this, like, slime off of him.
Oh, I'm like fucking peanut butter, baby.
And he's like, you're big and annoying. But I'm sorry, friend, I can be much bigger.
And he is going to, as a bonus action, activate Giant's Might. And you see these runes light up on his armor as he doubles in size. Oh, no. He grows bigger with this giant magic. And he's going to now make his athletic check to escape your grapple with advantage.
I mean, unless he nat ones, he's getting out.
It's a 25.
Yeah, I rolled a 14.
He rips you off of him, Glebnor, with his action and, like, throws you to the ground. And is like,
this is getting incredibly boring and annoying. You all just need to submit. Krizik is the rain. Krizik is the storm. It is a cleansing thing we are bringing to you. I don't know what you are, creature, but you have been fed lies by these disgusting fish people.
Those fish people are my family!
He's going to just turn from you and start walking toward the town square. You can get an opportunity attack if you want one.
Oh, I'm fucking opportunity attacking this motherfucker. But I'm not going to hit him. 15?
15 is not
it. Yeah, he's a 20, right?
Yeah, you like slash at the back of his armor. He's just nonchalantly walking away from you. And he's going to use his movement to get back into the square. He sees all the chaos around, but he sees all the people screaming and running. And because all the priests are, even though injured, still alive around there, and there's, again, this is just one small battle happening right now in Tidagol. There are Stormcaller clerics all through the streets fighting wardens. And everyone at this point can actually make a perception check for me before Urshan finishes his turn.
Nat 20.
7.
13.
With a nat 20, Theo, you can see that, like, this constant barrage of lightning is starting to make the entire city begin to crumble. If you don't get these people down into the Underdark quickly, they will be destroyed in the ruin. But you see that Urshan is going to walk over and use an action surge to make another athletics check to grab Propribilis by the throat.
Uncle Pee-Pee.
He's going to make an athletics check here. He's like,
I think this is a huge misunderstanding.
And with a 25, he just grabs him and picks him up.
I don't know what you little creatures are, but I am sure I know someone who would love to tinker around in that little brain of yours and find out what makes you heretics tick. Augurist, destroy the city. Make sure the Kuoto are all dead. We only need one.
And he is going to grab Pripolis, whistle down to this massive ram that flies down. And you see up on the dais, you kind of see as Pripolis is like grabbed and taken with him.
Brother, no! No, help me!
Oh, God.
This griffin is going, or this rhyme, what did I name them? Ram Varen is going to, with its big wings, pick up. And you see he's like,
help! No! It shouldn't be me! Take my brother! No!
He's being... and you see Harbinger Urshan start to fly away.
Uncle P.
Question?
Uh-huh.
He enlarged himself, right?
Yep.
Is it still big enough to fly his fat ass
this
out?
This thing is huge. Just to kind of like stat it out a little bit.
He's 18
like,
feet tall now, right?
Yeah. So it's a huge like ram griffin. It's the size of a wyvern. That's kind of the way I was looking at
okay.
it.
Okay.
Fucking bus.
Yeah. It's massive. But you look in horror as Pripribilis is flown away with this Harbinger Urshan north toward the rest of the world of Aeona. That is going to be Urshan's turn, and that is now you, Taluga.
I look at the Satyr man. Does he think he's won?
I'm going to kill you so soon. So soon you'll be so dead.
I want your friends to see this.
What?
I gently cup his face.
Yes!
I want to see them what a real god can do to a man.
Go ahead and make your attack roll.
I'm going to inflict wounds for 10.
He's like, what are you doing? Don't touch my face. Please stop. Stop touching my face. What are you doing,
10
little
fishman?
10
doesn't hit?
10 just hits.
Okay.
One hand.
Oh, yeah, he has one hand up. Sorry, I've been pantomiming two hands this whole time, but he now has one.
11 necrotic.
Oh, fuck you. He had 10 health left.
Yes!
You see that the priests turn real quick to see you grab this satyr's face and turn him into a bubbly soup. Mixture. It's like, wait, no, stop, stop, stop. And he starts kind of imploding in on himself as you melt him with this inflict wound spell.
And then I look to one of the priests, or to the priests. I'm like, yeah. Which one of you wants to live?
They both look at each other, left and right. You see one of them, this kind of like little dragonborn priest. He has a bit of armor on. He's like, he was going to get his mace and then looks at the other one.
We will die for Krizik! For Krizik, we will die! You may melt our augurus, but you cannot melt our faith!
Watch me.
as I walk up to this one and I punch him in his jaw.
Go ahead and make an attack roll. Because I'm a little bit higher AC.
Let's see what I get.
They have chain shirts on.
Yeah, that's a 7.
Just really whipping with these.
Yeah, he kind of like bashes your fist away. They look a little panicked because you did just melt the augurist. You can see that the localized call lightning storm above you guys has stopped, but there are more of them going on all around the city. Dope. Top of the round. Which NPC would you like to do a thing on this turn? You got a lot of them now.
Who's hurt?
Theo's pretty hurt.
Can Meemaw hook him up with some H bezel?
Yeah. I will say, hold on.
Dig over here for me.
Are you okay with this?
I was thinking.
Are we going to disengage?
Oh, I was going to kill the rest. Or save, make one unconscious and torture them.
Well, yeah, that's. Yeah, clearly.
Well, they kidnapped my brother. I got to kidnap one of them.
Of course. I got kind of a plan.
You see, Meemaw is like,
Theo! Theo, you look injured! Is everyone alright?
No, that big fucking Goliath hit me. That hurt a lot.
Yeah, no. Kuwatoa, to me, everyone! We need to get that. Get to the ass! Everyone!
She's gonna cast Mass Cure Wounds.
Oh, hell yeah.
Theo, you get 15 health back.
Well, hot damn.
As she kind of goes, wow! And this like little Kuwatoa voice kind of echoes through the crowd as people are kind of, they were kind of injured by some of the lightning, are kind of rejuvenated, and all the Kuwatoa are now making a beeline for the crater in the ass of the Titan so they can make their way into the Underdark.
How many Kuwatoa are not in the ass?
It's hard to really tell right now because the crowd is so like, is still panicking. Some people were like hiding in their houses have now all come out and are kind of rushing to escape. And I'll say that you guys look down, you can see that there are still plenty of these priests left that are like fighting with wardens down the way. But almost all around you right now, all of them are kind of are following, Mamine and Theo, toward the Underdark.
Okay. Theo's heading there?
Yeah, I believe so. You ran up in that direction, right?
I was running in that direction, but yeah. I'm waiting for Toluga.
Yeah, I'm still in the alley where they were.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna... I get 40 feet of movement, so I'm gonna run. Can I get up to...
I'm actually gonna say, unfortunately, the priests are still up, and they're gonna go right before you.
Oh, shit.
There's three of them. They're all pretty injured, but they are going to make some attacks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot your channel divinity fucked them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they all look pretty hurt. But there's two of them. Two of them are going to make mace attacks at you, Toluga.
Fair.
Since you're kind of, you know.
I mean, you did melt their buddy.
And explode light on.
They both miss. They both swing, and you duck under as their maces go right over. The one behind is going to try to hit you with a guiding bolt, though. 18.
Yeah, that hits, I guess.
Okay. You take 14 radiant damage as he blasts you with this, like, it looks like a lightning bolt, but when it hits you, it feels like radiant light. And it kind of blasts you back, and you're lit up. The next person will attack you with advantage. As you're still kind of glowing and crackling with this little bit of electricity. That'll be Glebnor.
I have 40 feet. I can't make it to these people, right?
You can now. Yeah. I mean, with 40 feet... Oh, no. So with 40 feet, you could... get like 20 feet with like you'd be 20 feet away from the little raised thing that these guys are on right now.
Got a plan.
Okay.
But I'm gonna need Daddy to go with me on this.
Yes, son?
You and Pop-Pop are still on the... Me and Jean's up there too, right?
Yeah, me and Jean's still up there, yep.
40 feet takes me to the entrance to the ass, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the entrance. I call out to Daddy and Pop-Pop.
Yep.
Daddy! Pop-Pop! We have to get out of here. These two idiots are not worth it. The whole city's overrun. We can save as much as we can, but I need you in that ass now!
I want to take one with us.
Grapple him if you have to, but you have to come now!
But I also want to melt one.
It will melt them all later. All of them.
But they took Uncle Pee-Pee.
We'll get him back. You think we're just gonna let him take him?
No, but that thing flew real fast.
Can't kill all of these guys.
But I can kill the ones in front of me.
And then their friends will come.
But we got time in between?
You can see the dragonborn are like still trying to fight you as you're yelling across the entire like little veranda.
Please!
Just give me a turn!
Give me a turn!
I have a plan!
What is it?
I need you in the ass!
Is it big flat?
No! For the first time ever, it's not big flat!
Does it have to do with the grenade?
Yes!
You see one of the dragonborns like, what grenade? What is a grenade?
He's
like,
shut up, we're sidebarring!
You're sidebarring very loudly! We're gonna kill everyone!
Let's switch to Celestial!
Got it!
Daddy!
Yes, son?
Just grab one of them by the neck if you have to, but you and Pop-Pop have to get in that ass. I'm gonna spill my BBs and you use the grenade to blow up the entrance so they can't follow us!
You know, son, I forgot you had all those BBs.
I got 1,000 of them!
It's been so long since he played with them. Years, even.
I know.
Year,
I've
even.
I've been saving them for a rainy day.
Okay.
Good use, son.
You guys are well within the 6 seconds of a round of combat. We are going to go to Theo. What would you like to do? I would say you've moved up. You're 30 feet from the raised platform that you can see that Mean Gene and Toluga are on. There's 3 priests still up. They all look pretty badly injured, and the rest of the crowd is rushing past you.
You said you wanted to take one with you in common at one point, right?
Oh, yeah. That entire portion of that talk was not sidebarred. It was in common.
Yeah, the only part that was in Celestial was the BB grenade plan.
I'm going to run up to the platform and be like, we're taking this one. And I'm going to do judgment shot.
Oh, dope. Okay. What are you doing here?
So I have to make an insight check contested against an enemy's persuasion or intimidation when they're close to death. On a successful check, I determine judgment, and I roll either an intimidation or persuasion check with advantage to convince them to surrender, or I add 2d12 damage on that roll.
To kill them.
Yes.
Okay.
Surrender or die.
Basically.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make your insight check. That's the first check, right? Yeah. Yep. Go make your insight check. They rolled very poorly on their persuasion.
It was a natural 19 for a 21.
Okay. So now go ahead. You can roll intimidation or persuasion with advantage. Just a little roll insight against that. This is a weird mechanic because they kind of like go, some kind of switch rolls. Oh, nat one.
So the first roll was an 18. So we're going with an intimidation of 18.
Yeah, how do you intimidate this guy as you run up on the stage?
So I run up on the stage behind the one that's closest to Toluga and kick out the knee from behind so he's on his knees and put the gun next to his head. And I say in his ear, look, I could blow your brains out right here. And then he's a cleric. He'll bring you back. I'll do it again. He'll bring you back. I'll do it again. It'll be a shitty thing for you. What we're going to do is you're going to come with us. We're going to get out of here. Your two buddies over there are going to get the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck where they go. And if you don't move when I say to, I will blow your kneecap off and I'll have my big goo buddy carry you.
This guy drops his weapon, drops his shield, and goes, yep, yep, okay. Yep, please don't blow my brains out. I'll come with you. It's a dragonborn. He kind of drops down. He says in Draconic, please, please don't blow my brains out. Please, please. I love my brains. That's how I do all of my thinking.
Yeah, I would like you to not think for the next day.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Cool. He will follow you. You kind of pick him up, kind of grab him by the back of like the scruff of his neck almost, and kind of start dragging him away. The other two don't know what to do here.
Hold on. That was just a bonus action.
Oh! What's your action, you maniac?
I'm literally going to spin around and try and shoot one of the other ones right in the face.
Oh, perfect. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
You might get to soup another guy.
This is pretty spicy.
No, that was a 10. I don't hit him.
Yeah. That guy, you like fire at that guy as he was going to be like, what are you doing? Like to grab the other guy, you shoot the ground and he kind of backs up a little bit. Dope. Dope, dope, dope.
And I'm, yeah, and so on next turn, I'm gonna, you know, walk towards Glebnor awesome. With the guy, but I'm gonna keep the gun, like, pointed on him so he doesn't try anything.
Badass. Toluga.
As he's guiding the person away, to really cement the fear, hey, coward!
Yeah?
Watch this. And I put my hand on the chest of another storm. I'm going to use my last spell slot to inflict wounds.
Okay.
For 22?
22. We'll definitely hit.
You're trash, you freak.
I don't want to be soup!
17?
Yeah, I'll do it. And the guy that you're, like, leading with the gun fully pissed himself. You lead him off. The other one, at this point, because you just melted that guy, is going to drop his mace and just dart the fuck away. I will give you an opportunity attack if you want, because he's right next to you.
Cool. Can I... If
can opportunity attack's also a reaction, take an opportunity right? attack.
It's a reaction. Yeah, I haven't used my bonus action. Can I...
You can do both.
Punch him?
Yeah.
Or try to? I've been really...
yeah.
All right, a 21 on the punch.
21 on the punch hits?
For 4. Blush.
Okay, and make your opportunity attack now.
Yep.
He's got, like, a sliver of health left.
Could I do this non-lethally? Can I knock him unconscious?
If you want to knock him unconscious, can't you?
I want another one.
What are you guys collecting, my Storm Caller Clerics?
19.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For 7?
Yeah, you, as this guy turns and goes to run, you chop him in the back of the neck and he goes unconscious and just poof, falls on the ground. Insane. At the top of the round, we're gonna do another lair action. Everybody make a perception check for me, because I have a little fun one for you guys now.
Damn it. It was edging the 19, and I got a nat 1.
6.
18.
You guys don't notice because you're up on this thing, but from the other side of this big crowd that is pushing toward the Underdark, you look down the street, and you can see that Yarno is piloting a giant oven with legs.
Yes!
He is on top of a giant oven, just pulling tons of levers. The legs are barely working. They're just stomping forward weird. And you see him round a corner and just torch a bunch of clerics.
Hell
as
yeah.
Like a flame thing spits out. And he's like, get in the fucking tunnels, kid! I got him! I'll hold him off! He's just losing his mind, torching clerics with this big, giant mechanical oven.
Yarno, you gotta come with us!
I'm coming! I'm right behind you! And he's kind of backing up with it, just spraying flames out of it. You also look up, and you can see that Bleegong is up there, randomly smashing buttons, and he's like, kill! 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 Just completely losing his mind.
Do I now see Bleegong?
You definitely see Bleegong now, because—
Get his ass, Bleegong! Get his ass!
Around the corner, Yarno and Bleegong, who you guys, until this moment, didn't even know knew each other, are now just piloting this big oven mech, just trying to hold off these clerics for
That's
another round.
That's my fucking brother up there!
Go!
Okay. That is going to be Glebnor.
Daddy! Pop-Pop, come on! They're all dead! You got your prize! Go! Get in the fucking ass!
Thank you, son.
You're welcome.
Yarno!
I will let you hold your action to have, until everyone kind of gets to you.
To spill my beams. It,
yeah, perfect. Perfect. That'll be you, Theo, unless you get anything going for your bonus action or anything like that.
I want Yarno in that cave, so I'm... Yarno, go now! We have this under control!
Yeah, I toasted enough guys here. Come on, Bleegong!
They leap off the oven mech. You see, as he runs by, he goes, I timed a little surprise for him. He like has a little button he's holding in his hand as he runs into the caves.
Yeah, I'm just gonna as lead the Stormcaller over to Glebnor and be like, so we're taking him hostage. He moves. You axe him in the kneecap.
Just put him in me.
Nah, that might kill him. I don't want to kill him yet.
Okay, fair enough.
But if he moves, take that axe.
I will not move.
I brandish my axe.
He'll take that and he'll, like, it's not going to chop the leg off. I want him to chop your kneecap off.
I love my kneecap, so please don't. He is just, again, piss-stained and just kind of
big bully.
Falls in. You can see now almost all the Kuotoa have, like, gotten inside, and they're all kind of, like, funneling into the tunnels and moving into the Underdark. That will be Toluga, just you.
I grab my prize and head out.
Yeah, you start dragging this guy.
I want to drag him specifically face on the ground. by the leg.
You're holding his boot, and his like face just hits every step going down the little thing. I'll say it'll take. You know, you're pretty close now, and at this point, everyone is kind of gathered. You can see that there is still combat going out, but these are the wardens doing what they're here to do, to protect as many people as possible, to give you guys this opportunity. Glebnor, that'll be you, as everyone kind of starts rushing into the cave.
I will grab the two hostages.
Mm-hmm.
Theo, get in! Daddy, ready the boom rock.
I got the boom rock!
I dump my BBs, and I drag the hostages in and let Daddy do his thing.
Awesome. Go ahead, roll that 5d6.
Baseball pitches.
And as Tidigal begins to crumble, you guys have this one last look at the city falling apart as the storm goes wild.
I rolled real low on the damage. 13?
13's fine. It's enough to cave it in. You see that part of it's caved in.
Don't forget Yarno.
Yeah, I was going to say, Yarno goes, don't worry, kid, I got the rest of this. He clicks a button and you just hear outside the cave. Everyone kind of just gets shaken for a minute. You guys have sealed off this cave. You guys all have a moment now inside the cave. You can see that there's all these like panicked citizens. Go ahead and make a perception check for me real quick.
Nat 1.
15.
11.
With a nat 1, you're just mostly concerned about your family. You can see that you have everyone here minus Purpurpolis. And as the people all look to you guys for guidance to get them through the Underdark, I will say, Glebnor, you notice before anyone else that in amongst the crowd is the little tiny arch druid. She's like,
what happened? Is it raining? I was inside the whole time. Did I miss it?
We brought the wet. And have I got news for you? I produce my license plate.
This is interesting. I'm still incredibly dry.
Don't worry. The wet's back. In a big bad way.
And, Theo, you look out into the crowd of, just scared faces. But you can see that all of these Kuotoa are looking at you with, like, real hope in their eyes. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode of Dicey Situations. Remember, folks, keep it dicey. We will see you in Arc 2.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.